My name is Carolina Teresa.
And I'm Melissa Rich.
And this is Hoes with Feelings. Feelings. And I look skinny.
Yes.
What? Everyone's looking skinny.
You look great.
Connor?
What? I said yes.
Connor. We have to spook him. We have to spook him at the start of every
He's
episode.
He's so not spooked by us. He's like, you bitches better shut up.
I wish he was more afraid of us.
I know. White men used to be afraid of me. What happened? What's happening to America?
You can interracial dating.
Interracial dating. You know what? He was with a biracial girl. So yeah, that's what it is.
He's no longer
There's
afraid.
No
He's not afraid of us anymore.
There's no fear in his eyes.
We got to put him back in there.
There's only lust.
We all see it, Connor.
Yeah.
Don't tell
God,
Ham.
What a chaotic way. No, Ham will be like, go take some of this. Yeah. Like, take that. I need a break. I need a break. Help.
Bitch, you know, he said I tricked him.
In what way?
In what way?
He said I tricked him. We were talking about this and he told.
Into marriage.
I said, something like, you tricked me. And he goes, no, you tricked me.
Oh, my God.
Like, you tricked me. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I remember I was in the car with Paris before we got married.
Yeah.
And he said to, Paris was like, oh, my God, I'm so happy you're marrying Carolina. Like, I love that. And he was like, well, you know, she's a nice lady. And then Paris, he said, and he imitated Paris and he goes, you don't know that bitch. You'll see. He goes, Paris told me, you tricked me.
Yeah, but that's so funny.
You hid that you weren't a nice girl for 5 years?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
I feel like
that is wrong, I think.
Yeah. He also said he didn't know I cried that much.
Well, that's
okay,
fair.
That's after
fair.
He got married, he was like, I did not know you cried.
Honestly, that's fair. That's fair.
That's fine. That definitely hit that for me.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Well, he's stuck with you now.
Exactly. And I'm a sad, sad girl.
Wow. Well, should we do a little check-in? I guess we see. Mm-hmm. We know how you're feeling. Manipulative, lying, conniving.
Just another day for
Just
you.
Just another day for Carolina. I love that. Well, okay. Let's introduce our guest before we check in.
Okay.
Do you want to do the intro? Here we fucking go.
Oh, no. I'm so nervous.
Today, our guest is Artie Gallipudi, poet, comedian, dancer, performance artist, NYU master's. Master's degree holder. Indian queen from New Jersey. Thrift queen. We'll give her that. Girl that snorts when she laughs.
Yep.
Wow. An interracial dater. Thank you, Artie, for joining us.
She could have said interracial dater first.
Yeah.
So that's kind of good. Welcome, Artie. Really quick, thank you for Ed Vodka for our little drinkies. What's up, Artie? How are you feeling?
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling pretty good. I haven't been doing anything this week, and I have a lot of like problems with like not being busy. But my therapist said to just let yourself have a break.
Mm-hmm. Let yourself have a break.
So that's what I'm trying to do. So I applied to 20 jobs in 3 days, but I've done it from bed.
Doesn't sound like a break. Okay.
I mean, she did it from bed.
From bed.
Here's the thing. I've been working sitting upright lately, and my back is fucked up. I need to work in bed. Like, I've been trying to not work in bed, and I think that's the only way that, like, I can type.
No, your
like,
back might be.
Do you have one of those, like, where do you put your computer?
Well, sometimes like at the kitchen table, and like I can focus there, and that's great.
From bed,
but, like,
I'm saying. How do you?
Oh, from bed? Oh, just regular.
So your back might be hurting because you're using correct posture when you're at the kitchen table.
Exactly. So we can't do
no,
that.
No, because she's probably like this
at the kitchen table.
A little bit, but also whatever, and also in the bathtub it works well too. So I've been doing that a lot.
You got to get an in-bed table. My bedroom looks like
That's
a hospital sometimes.
About.
Yeah,
I want an in-bed table.
Like a hospital.
I feel like if I get an in-bed table, I'm never leaving.
No,
that
I'm
bed.
Never leaving.
That I've had many things like that. Remember that pillow that I had with the cup holders in it?
Yeah,
I would say bed for
really
that
nice.
One too.
Yeah, I have a tray. Yeah, I have a lot of stuff for bed.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Good. Glad you're working hard. Yeah. Glad you're working hard in there.
I'm relaxing. Mm-hmm. It's my relaxation week.
Yeah.
Just laying.
Well, if we're
in
talking
bed.
Thrift Queen, I do have to say, as I was telling you girls before, I made some good deals this weekend.
Uh-huh. We're so proud.
This jacket is one of them. $150 Jean Paul Gaultier at Beacons.
I really like this outfit, just in general.
Like, these I also got for free from True Religion at their holiday party, which did happen in October.
and I respect that. This is cute, like a blazer and baggy jeans.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll wear that next week.
Well, yeah, when I called you earlier today and told you what I was wearing, and she said, well, I'll wear a blazer, too. And I was like, do not wear a blazer. We're in the one, never two wants shot. To match
with me. I don't I support her in that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Matching with my friends.
Every once in a while, we can match. We'll wear the T-shirts when we launch the T-shirts. Maybe.
I went to wear the T-shirts the other day, and she was like, we can't all wear the T-shirts. It looks culty.
It does look
culty.
And I'm like,
I think that does look culty. I also know you want to dress like her because of the video you posted on your Instagram today where there's two skinny blonde girls that suddenly start singing together.
Oh, no, they're not singing. They're just dancing to the music.
Whatever. They're doing something.
We don't have to dress the same when we do that, but I would like to do that with you. We could all three of us do it after this if you want.
I think, like, there's more of a chance of me, like, quitting the pod because I like won the fucking lottery or, you know, something like that. Doing
so what you're saying is that you don't want to lip sync to Ariana Grande.
If you
Christmas
can get Hamide to do it, I will
do it. Do it.
If you can get Hamide to do that, I will do that.
I don't bother with him. How cute would that be if me, Hamide, and Sydney did it? Like as a little Christmas
card. If you can get both of them to do it.
I could probably get Sydney to do it before I can get Hamide to do it. Whatever.
Okay, but let me tell my legging story. So I've not been like a huge fan of this look, you know, like the Mugler, like what every housewife wears, the cutouts, the sheer leggings with the strap on the bottom. So I'm at the Beacon's Closet on 13th Street. I'm about to check out and I see them hanging like on the edge. And I'm like, that's crazy. They have this here. Look at the tag, $24.95. I was like, there's no way. I was like, maybe these are fake, whatever. I take it to the counter. There's a little whisper between the two of them. And I was like, okay, Jake's out there. Like, sorry, this is whatever. Yeah. They say nothing. So I cash out. And I'm like, okay, weird. Take him home to Leisure Center. He's like, no, these are real.
I was like, God.
Okay, great. Perfect. Then I was across the street at Crossroads, which kind of was bad, like really bad. But I found two things. This one like kind of stretchy Issey Miyake looking tank top that I take to Leisure Center. No tags in it except for one on the side. It's Moschino.
Whoa.
What did I pay for that? $19.95. Oh my gosh. Isn't it
crazy? Think a girl who has your same fashion recently died and her clothes are just all over the thrift stores
in your
area.
How are they all marked down so low? Poor girl.
That's God.
Melissa, that's a Christmas miracle.
That is a Christmas miracle.
It was an Art Basel miracle because I really needed some new stuff before I go to Miami tomorrow. Yeah,
you're leaving tomorrow?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Mm-hmm. I want to go so bad, but trying to be financially responsible is literally the worst thing in the world.
There's nothing worse. And trust.
It ruins everything.
If I wasn't working, trust, I would not be going. It's expensive. It's the most expensive time to go to Miami, for sure.
It is. It's not even that. It's just like, I have to realize that I cannot always just, at the drop of a hat.
Do everything that I do.
Do everything that you do.
Wow. That's gross.
First of all, she's full of it because when I was talking about going, she's like,
I am on board.
You want me there.
I do, of course. There's no denying.
Yeah, but you know what? It's good to set up boundaries for yourself.
No, I hate them.
We had a really good time at Soho House the other night. Carolina's a Soho House member now.
Yeah. I know. I love that for you.
And we were dancing and we had such a good time.
When she called me and said, come to Soho House at like 1 o'clock on a Saturday night, I was like, oof, who is going to be there?
But it was cute.
But it was actually so fun.
It's cute
in
there.
The DJ was great.
The DJ
Leisure Center
good.
Knew the DJ from high school in London.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Randomest shit in the world. But it was really good.
And I took my friend's little sister and her friend.
They were not having it.
They really?
Why?
They wanted to go.
There was at one point, the friend was just not moving. She was on the dance floor just like this.
Well, was she high?
I think it's culture shock for her.
Okay, why?
Because
where are they from?
Because they live in Hoboken. And I would
girl,
to the show.
Hoboken.
I thought you were going to say, like, India or something.
No, it was culture shock, I think. No, it was Hoboken. Hoboken is a different culture, and that's what you guys don't understand.
Me.
No, you don't understand.
Artie is from New Jersey.
I'm from New Jersey.
But then why don't you understand that she was culture shocked?
From Hoboken?
I was culture shocked when I was in Hoboken.
Yeah, but like Hoboken also...
Go to Hoboken on a Saturday night,
yeah, but they
Artie.
Come into like Midtown and shit like that.
No. This is different. I was transported to my college days instantly.
Yeah.
And it was just, it felt like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
And I fully went into the moment going to myself, okay, I'm going to Hoboken.
Why were you in Hoboken?
I did a show. They said
you did a show.
They gave me $100. I said, $100, I can go to Hoboken.
You should have asked for more.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was actually checking that, but I'm glad.
It was so easy to get there.
Yeah.
It really was.
But still.
You guys are so dramatic. Honestly, but I went in there like, I'm going to party like I'm in college. I was like, I'm going to go out with Caroline and her friend, and I'm going to be young. And they were like, and I was like, oh, you know, I said something about Soho House, and they were like, let's go there. And I was like, really? You guys want to go there? You don't want to stay here? And they were like, no.
No, we do not.
We don't want to stay here. So we went. And I thought they were having fun.
They did have fun.
They just
looked
like culture shocked and shell shocked a little.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Sure.
That was me in the bar in Hoboken. Like, literally, my eyes were just like.
I guess
so
I've
big.
Never fully hung out in Hoboken, but I assume
you have.
No, I've hung out in like Newark.
Wait, that's where did different. You grow up?
I grew up in Central Jersey, right outside of Trenton. So, like,
you know,
this place Westwood.
This is dumb, and I don't know why I'm admitting this on air, but I was confused. North Jersey is the one that's close to New York.
Yeah,
for some reason, I just always pictured New Jersey above Manhattan. Like, you're going south into New York.
There are parts of North Jersey that you drive there. So there's like North Jersey, and you'll get a lot of like kids from Montclair who are saying they're from New York, but they're from Montclair, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And then like,
but
there's South Jersey that's like gonna be like,
that's by Philly.
That's gonna be Philly. So like, once
you go
to like Cherry Hill and shit like that, they're gonna be like mad Philly down there.
Do you know I went to that like Death Water Park in New Jersey?
Oh shit, yeah.
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 That was
there's
crazy.
A whole documentary about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They renamed it.
They renamed
so
it, but it's still a lot of the same
it
rides.
It was crazy.
I'm forgetting.
Action Park is what it was called.
Oh, okay, okay. Yes.
And then like it's like renamed like Mountain Creek or something
it's still,
normal.
Yeah, I think it's still open.
Insane.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah.
I truly, Frank was like, I want to jump off the cliff bad. I want to, and I was like, what cliff? And I was like, oh, it's just a cliff.
And it's just a
you
cliff.
Just jump off a cliff. That's a whole ride. Like,
and
I did like a slide that stopped and was down. He went crazy there. I did too. I was like, let's fucking go. Like, after I went down one slide face first, I was like, well, I guess all bets are off.
Yeah.
Here I go.
Because like, then you just get used to it. That's how
I like water parks, but I wouldn't.
No,
if it's
I don't
a
think
death
you'd
water
like
park,
this.
No, I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't.
Yeah, it is
but
a death water
general,
park.
But in general, I like water
I
parks
wasn't even,
over amusement
I didn't go
parks.
On, like, the big ones at all. Like, I was like, this is
it's like one
insane.
Of the most unsafe places. But, you know, I go to Six Flags whenever I hear one of the rides break down because then people don't go, so there's no lines for anything.
Yeah,
that's a fucked up party. Huh? No, I hate that. Don't do that.
She's living in the
edge.
You gotta. You don't want to wait in line to go on a roller coaster.
I wouldn't.
You know, my cousin was in a wheelchair. Is in a wheelchair. So growing up, we never really had to wait in lines for anything. Okay.
Wow.
Shout out to Robin Earl.
Oh my God, is that
What's
the one
up?
Who asked you
pop,
for
pop,
weed
pop.
All the time?
I supply.
That's good. That's good.
I love a cousin.
You are a good cousin. Well, should we get in our topic?
No.
Yeah,
okay, let's get into our
off.
Topic.
Let's do it.
I think this is a good topic. We are doing being independent woman. I'm a lady, independent, I am a man. We're talking about that with Artie. I think that's a good one to talk about with you, Artie. Because I feel like, one, we've been talking about how like we want to be more independent. We've become dependent.
I don't think so.
I don't think you guys are dependent.
Yeah.
I've become independent.
On each other?
No.
Oh,
I'm
on each other? Oh, I was like,
financially
I don't know about
dependent
that.
On Hamide as a motherfucker. Emotionally, I'm very independent. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
I went over Carolina's when they were fighting, and she didn't tell me Hamide was going to be there while they were fighting. Mm-hmm. And I showed up, and they're both sitting on opposite ends of the couch, and she just keeps going, well, he pissed me off. And he's like quietly eating on the other side of the couch. I'm like, why am I here?
You were there to
That's
support me emotionally.
So funny.
She was there because I didn't want to independently be mad at him. I wanted her to
I was
come
there
over there
back up.
And be mad at him as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, whenever
it's
I tried to
I
get...
can't even remember why I was mad at him, but I was pissed.
You were really pissed.
I was angry. But
when
is it
I tried to
romantic,
yeah.
When I tried to get you to do that to Leisure Center, you never want to do that.
I can't.
Wow.
I can't do it to Leisure Center.
I guess not all roads are two way, huh?
I know. I could do it to anyone else, but for some reason, I just have such a soft spot for Leisure Center, and I. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. I'll try. Whatever.
He's got to really do something bad to you, and he never does.
Okay, Hamide didn't do anything that bad to you.
So then why'd you come?
Because you cried on the phone.
Well, fuck. Okay, Artie, what is your relationship status right now?
I'm in a thing. I have a boyfriend.
She got a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I was surprised when you picked this, or maybe not surprised when you picked this, because, and the same way that I do, like, yeah. anytime I've gotten into a relationship, mm-hmm. I have absolutely freaked the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Right before.
Yeah.
Panicked. Even if I've been the one, like, pursuing it, all of a sudden when, like, it comes to, like, the other, like, shoe has dropped, I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm, like, running off a cliff. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, it's bad.
Immediately. But then you're like, okay, wait, I want this. And I remember, I don't know if it was this guy or another guy, you were, like, literally... I don't know what you said, and I guess I won't quote you because it's incriminating.
No, it won't be. It's fine. She pretty much knows everything.
Well, I've been dating for a while, Leisure Center, and you were like, that's my nightmare. I don't want to get in a relationship, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I get that, because that was me before every relationship I got into.
You just don't want to be like, I just don't want to be, you know what, being attached is really scary, but I think... you can be really independent and self-reliant while still being attached.
Like, absolutely.
You should be attached to people, or else you're a sociopath. Like,
I agree.
Really, that's something I'm working through, because I literally am like, I don't like him. He's just like, whatever. But
literally,
like,
to this day, I'll still do that shit.
Me too, honestly.
And like, even like, it's just so embarrassing. What did I tell my roommate this morning? I was like, being in love is like the most humiliating thing I've ever gone through.
Truly.
It's so fucking embarrassing. And then like, I don't know, he's just some fucking guy. Like, he's just some guy. And I have to convince my friends, like, this is someone special to me. And I look at him and I'm like, you're wearing a Carhartt beanie and a Carhartt vest. Like, a vest? Like, what's going on? I don't know. Like, it's just very humiliating for me. But I'm also like...
it. What do you want him to wear? I'm just curious.
I don't know. It's just like...
because it's the kooky shit that you wear. I'm just trying to figure out what you want him to wear.
I don't know what I want him to wear, but it's like, it's very cliche. It's very cliche. But he has this style and he's particular and it's great. I'm just like, I think that we... met on a dating app and then we had this breakup and I was like the most dramatic person to like ever exist, like throwing myself on the floor, just like so fucking dramatic. And like also like at the background of everything, like my aunt got diagnosed with the cancer and that was going on, and I was like, she like passed away pretty quickly, and like my dad was like grieving, and I've never seen my dad be emotional, and
that's the worst thing.
Freaked me the fuck out. That freaked me out because like he was doing things that like I did when like Ryan passed away, like before the funeral, he was like staring at her texts and like just shit like that. That I was like,
yeah, of course.
And he told me he bought skinny jeans.
He bought dark wash jeans from Costco, and then he got Google glasses. I don't know. It was a little.
These sound like good coping mechanisms to me.
Sure, but it is grieving and it freaked me out. And then I ran into the person I'm seeing at a bar. Like, me and Mary Kate went to see Moulin Rouge on Broadway, and then we're like, let's go out drinking. And we like went out, and I was like scream laughing with Mary Kate, and she was like, you'll never believe who's there. You'll never believe. She like grabbed my arm.
Why was he in Times Square?
He wasn't in Times Square. We went back to Bedside.
Oh, okay.
That would be more horrifying.
Okay, cool.
And she saw him and she went and got him. And Mary Kate said to me, she goes, I told her not to go over there, but I knew as soon as she did, that was it. That it was a wrap. That it was over.
Well, do you feel comfortable explaining what the breakup was about?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to like, we both had been single for a really long time, and we were just like skirting around the bush, kind of being like, well, it's just casual. Like, I was like, he's not my boyfriend. And I still do that too. I'm like, right. I'm seeing someone. This is my boyfriend. But like, he's not my boyfriend. Like, I don't even like him. Like, and like, I just wasn't being like, so then when I felt serious about it and tried to talk about it.
I've never seen her be that nice to a boy, which I literally am constantly telling you to be nicer. And that's how I know you. That's how you know she's not that nice, because I'm not that nice to men either.
I'm not
that
nice.
It's not in me to tell a woman to be nice to a man, but sometimes I gotta be like, Artie.
But I will say that, like, finally, this time around, I've just been able to be like, okay, like, here's what I feel about you. Like, here's what we're expecting. And, like, we're just kind of open about, like, what is our capacity? Like, right now, there are weeks I only see him for, like, 4 hours because he's training to be a conductor.
Work for the MTA.
He's working for the MTA.
An Uber driver and an MTA. Working class. City locked down.
Working class gals.
I'm waiting for the hookup. I want the hookup on both
like
of those.
Too crazy.
Working class. We're sequins. Sheer.
The other day when I was drunk, I told him I'd bring the class to his working class status because I was wearing a crazy outfit. Anyways. Too kooky. Anyways, but I do think that like, I was living alone in Bay Ridge for so long. Like, right. I, like, you know, like, when I was, in, like, getting my master's, I had, like, 3 other jobs while doing, like, 10 shows a week. And, like, even, like, when things are bad, I'm, like, I'm going. And I'm, like, by myself. But, like, I think when you get in a relationship, you're, like, am I going to lose that part of my identity?
Oh, I get that so hard.
And, like, is this going to be this thing where I'm, like, can you fix this for me? Like, I am somebody.
Sex and City.
Yeah.
I bring this up all the time when I talk about this because I think it's season 4. Carrie's laptop breaks.
Yes.
And my motherboard myself.
Yeah.
And she had this amazing line where she's like, he's like, well, let me like help you, which he fully is. He takes her to tech support. He like does, she's helpless without him, doesn't back up any of her shit. And she's like, well, if I get used to this, if I get used to you helping me and you're not there, what am I going to do? Like, nothing good can come of this.
Yeah.
If I get used to relying on you. And that's like such tea. It's horrible
that's
to
scary.
Feel that way. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like you can't go through life being like, I'm not going to rely. Even if I was relying on a friend.
Yeah.
A friend could also not be there for a moment. Like, you do only have yourself, but you have to, as you said, let yourself attach, let yourself get in it.
And I can do like most things by myself, sure. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't want to.
I don't want, like, and sometimes it's just like nice to have company.
I also like to be by myself too.
Yeah. I moved a mirror in a painting the other day and I literally FaceTimed Leisure Center and I was like, look at me.
Wow.
He's like, I'm so proud of you. And I was like, yes. And I was like, now this is dumb because you're saying that you're proud of me because this is literally, I moved a mirror and I needed that. And I called for that exactly. And I was like, I'm
to be proud
infant.
Of you. I know you mean.
I'm literally an infant right now. It's so annoying.
I hate that feeling. Like, I really, I don't know, like, in my apartment, even though I have roommate stuff, like, I put all the shelves on the wall. I was the one, like, I, like, will physically, like, unpack everything. The other day, I, like, clean out pantries by myself. Like, I'm very, like, I can do this all by myself. But then there are moments where I was, like, I'm, like, feeling, like, really helpless. I have, like, chronic pain. And the other day, I was, like, getting ready to go on the train. And Olu was walking with me. And before I could even leave the home, like, I fell over because of a sharp pain. And I started crying, but not because of the pain, because I felt in my brain, and I always talk about this in therapy, but I felt the power shift in that moment.
Oh, because you were like, I'm weak and he has strength.
Yeah. I was like, he's witnessing it! No!
Okay, but the opposite of that, which I can relate to this, is like when Hamide is hurt or when he's sick, I love him being powerless and laying there and just like
you guys are fucking
me. He hurt his ankle yesterday in soccer. And I was like, I pushed him down on the couch and I wrapped his leg. I put the ice on him and I just kept like checking his temperature and like just like doing the. And I was like, I'm the, what does he say? I'm the captain.
Yeah, I'm the captain now.
Yeah, I'm the captain now.
Yeah, I'm running the ship.
Yeah. I feel like I'm always running the ship, so that's cute.
You are mentally. I'm like, I need to make sure that, like, if this were to end tomorrow, like, I can just keep going.
Yeah.
And you will.
It would be very hard for me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I'll need your help.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's why we're here, but we're also making sure Holly doesn't do that.
Yeah. That's a big part of it, is maintaining your out of it. I don't think any of us are like at risk for that, but you know, it's very embarrassing, A, to have a boyfriend, B, to be like boyfriend girl, where you're always with the boyfriend. And then that's when things fall apart, is when you like obviously ignore your friendships.
It makes me so angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me so angry, especially when bitches don't tell you that they're bringing their man. You know that I invited you to brunch. You know that this is a brunch for me and you and you. It's for me, Sarah, and Katie, and Kelly. And then you want to pull up with Dan. Dan is not supposed to know my business.
This is
Dan
an indicator. This sounds like you really went to a PWI.
I obviously did. I obviously went to a PWI.
This is PWI behavior.
And I once hooked up with a white guy named Dan, so leave me alone. But my point is like, you don't, like, just don't bring him. Yeah. I don't want to talk to him. He don't even know me like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's not my friend. It's like, I like most of my friends, man, but like, I don't want anyone to expect me, just because, like, you don't expect me to love Leisure Center. Like, Leisure Center is my friend in my head, but it's not like you're like, oh, he's your friend. Like, you have to hang out with him. And I would never do that to anybody with Hamide.
Yeah.
I feel like you would want to hang out with Leisure Center without me, is the fucked up thing.
How's that fucked up?
No, it's fine.
I don't see the problem.
It's nice.
I love Frank so much. I wish he would. I wish we would hang out more without you. I wonder if he would like that.
I would watch that.
I'm sure he would.
I don't know. I just don't like that. Like, the other day, Maya came to me and she was like, we're going to a wedding. We're both invited to the same wedding. And she's like, I don't want to bring Chloe. And she was like, and so what you're going to do is you're not going to bring Hamide.
Oh my God.
And we're going to go to this wedding, me and you.
Wow.
And I was like, I actually wanted to bring Ham because we don't get to go to a lot of stuff together because he's always working. And that's the difference. But I was like, for you, I will.
It is hard. It is hard because there's like a part of me where I'm like, I like going to so many things alone. But then sometimes I'm like, I wish I could bring him.
Yeah, that's a really delicate balance. I think for the first couple years, I was very aware, especially with comedy, like what he was coming to and what whatever. Mm. And I think that was like identity stuff as well, which for me has shifted because now we live together, which is hilarious because I was subletting my place for literally like 6 months. And being like, no, we don't live together. No,
but you were living with him because I was like, I'm living there. I was like, in my brain just now, I was like, is that new? That's not new.
No, okay, I've been there for so long. But then there's like another shift when you like bring most of your stuff. There's another shift, whatever. And all of these like subtle shifts, I really had to like fight not being like, you know,
living with him. I can't even conceptualize that right now.
I didn't until 4 years.
I didn't live with a man until I got married.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Okay, that's a good Christian woman.
That's a good Christian woman. But also, I just never wanted to live with a man. I just, for me, it's not that I disapprove of it. It's just for me, it's like, why would I do that? Why would I live with a man?
Totally.
If we didn't have to live together.
Well, rent.
And, well,
and,
no.
And love and rent.
Get streamlined. Like, I would be like, you're sleeping over, right?
Why do I need a man? Why don't I just have roommates?
No, the roommates are a different dynamic.
Here's the thing that I've been feeling, where I'm like, did this make me more dependent or actually more independent or just better fully functioning?
It could be
because
both, no?
I think so. Yeah. For my last apartment, which was party girl central, like we had no groceries, just like condiments in the fridge and like takeout that was going bad.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It was literally that. We did not clean, we didn't do anything domestic, like we had a cleaning lady come every other week and we never took the recycling down, and it was like just psycho and like kind of fun, but like I never knew what or who I'd wake up to and live here. It was fun, but like the shift in my mentality since getting out of that, I feel like it has made me more independent in some weird way, or maybe just take care of myself more. I don't know. Maybe that's just like coming from that, but I don't feel like more dependent. Also, I feel like I was always like, where is he? Are you staying over? No, you're going home. Like, what the hell? He's like, I haven't been home in 5 days. I have to go home. And I'm like, how could you do this to me? Like, you know, that sort of thing. So now, like, it's just everything's a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel like I have more time for myself or something like that. I don't know.
I think that all three of us can identify with, it's like, stay with me. Come here. Be with me. But then it's like, I'm an independent woman and I don't need no man and no one tells me what to do.
And
that's
me.
You know, I don't. But then on the other hand, I'm like, I need you. Yeah. Kiss me.
I just need to know like when I'll be answered. Like right now, like when he's like in training and in school, like, okay, this is the dumbest thing I'll say, but if you're a conductor on the train, you can't answer your phone while you're conducting the train. And
why?
So there's like 8 hours where I'm like, okay, like don't send like 30 crazy texts of like weird memes and like news articles. You
but
read
just
all
send
that.
Them
do
if
that.
You want to.
Yeah. Well, that took me a while.
I do it.
It took me a while to even get okay with
and
that.
And then when he's done, it looks so much to go
for. Well, is that just anxious attachment?
That's anxious attachment for sure. And then I also think it is like, well, I don't need to send this to you. I have like 45 other people
I could send
this to.
What's anxious attachment? Sending all the messages?
No, anxious attachment, yes.
And what
worrying about when they'll be answered. And also, anxious attachment is the special attachment style. That's just a conglomerate of like all of them.
I know it is, but I wouldn't consider sending all the texts.
Is all of them. I feel like I'm disorganized.
You think you're disorganized?
Which is really kooky. Because I like am avoidant as well. It's special.
It's a special time.
It's really special.
I don't think sending all the text messages is anxious.
No, but overthinking it is.
Overthinking it is.
Yeah. I think when is he going to respond? When is he going to respond? Yeah. Even though you're in a relationship, obviously he's going to respond.
Yes.
I think that to me sounds anxious.
It definitely is. I
also
haven't.
Don't know enough about this speaking on it.
Like I know that's like what I have, but it's also like manageable at this point.
I mean,
so
if you could see the text between me and Hamine, that thread is mostly me.
I don't doubt that either.
Yeah, that's okay.
He's
a man of few words, but meaningful.
It used to bother me, but now I'm like, whatever.
I think when we first got back together, I felt really anxious about it because we were like back together and I was like, I'm not crazy anymore. But like the whole thing is like, I'm still crazy. But like, like,
well, define crazy.
Oh, like I think I'm just like somebody who, again, because I wanted to like so avoid any type of attachment to any romantic relationship. Like once I got out of my last relationship that was like deeply abusive, I was like, I actually don't need anyone. I can like have all these friends and like I'm going to fuck around. And that I don't regret that at all because now like I don't feel lonely like when most of the week I don't see him, right? Like I'm definitely like someone who like goes out to dinner and goes on like things that would be deemed as dates to like, you know, I come from like a family that like is like, oh, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm going out to this romantic dinner with Carolina. Yeah. Right. Yeah, and they're like, course. What? And like it took them a while to be like, oh, you're like, okay, this is what your life is gonna be like. And so I think I felt like really shame of like thinking that if I get in a relationship, I'm turning away from like all these like years that I built like mm-hmm. after this horrible relationship. Mm. But I felt really anxious getting back into a relationship because I was like, I don't know, like, am I just going to be that person that's like, psych, I can't go to the girls' night because like I'm with my man. It's like, I don't want, you know, like, but that's not me. So it could never be me.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I was going to say that. That's never going to happen to you. It's never going to happen to me. Ooh, I mean, I'm always in trouble with my mom about how easily I leave Hamidah in the dust.
Right. But also, like, it's also because you're not dating someone, married to someone who is going to put that on you.
Definitely.
And that's a big choice. And I understand, like, for some people, that's, like, a difficult part of their relationship.
Yeah.
It's like you're the less anxious person. And, like, you have to, like, cater to someone who wants you home or wants you whatever. Like, that...
I don't think that would work for me. No, I don't even think I'd be attracted to that.
I'm just saying, sometimes people get in that. And it's hard.
I think we're with people who let us maintain our own autonomy, right? Like, I think that's really important. And I also think it's like a generational divide. Like, even though I love Sex and the City and I watch it, I'm like, I can't name a single man on that show who lets any of those women have their own autonomy.
Harry.
Oh.
Harry.
But even in And Just Like That, remember when...
He gets kind of weird
watching,
in that, yeah.
Obviously. But that's not Harry. I mean, everything on that show is not congruent with the characters that they were on Sex and the City. I don't think Harry would ever be like, don't go back to the gallery. How am I going to juggle kids and my lawyer job? No, he would never do that. I think Harry was very much like, I love you, be as you are.
Yeah. Mm. But like to have one man out of like, the many men that were on that show.
Oh, God.
And
I mean, no one's saying this is a Pulitzer Prize show, but it's.
But I think about that a lot of like, okay, I think my fear of getting a relationship is because like I've just seen like a lot of. Watch Sex in the City. But I also think I've seen like a lot of people like when I was younger, like I'm not friends with a lot of people that I knew when I was like 19 through like 22.
Yeah.
Like I don't know where they are.
I don't even know who were my friends 19 to 22.
Yeah. College. I mean, I know a lot of my college friends.
Is that college?
You're my only friends, right? Who has like like a strong, large group of college friends.
1,000%.
I don't know anybody else
still
who does
in a sorority
that.
Till this day.
Yeah.
It's so happy crazy. For you. And now I feel like I kind of have an adjunct member.
Anytime anyone's in town, like Monkey Pants is town, where are we going?
Hell
like
yeah.
It's just like
the SAS.
Yes. I'm like, SAS, let's go, girls.
SAS girls, yeah.
Like whenever they're around, and it's so funny. But like I think you're like one of my few friends who has maintained that. Like I dated someone like right as soon as I moved here through these guys I went to college with. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as we broke up, nobody was friends with me anymore. So like I don't have anybody from like when I first moved to New York.
I think that's important sometimes, like maintaining independence in friendships and allowing yourself to unfortunately outgrow people or just like let the floating off in different directions happen, which sucks. But I think that's important. Especially because sometimes, like, friend group mindset can hold you back.
Definitely. Yeah.
So that's, I don't know, there's pros and cons to both.
You need to shed to get to the real thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, you stop being friends with those people, but then you met me.
I did meet you almost immediately after. I did meet Carolina.
And look at your life now.
I did meet Carolina almost within, like, 3 months of that breakup.
There you go.
There you go.
A blessing.
Yeah, a blessing. And
what was I
going
to ask you? I feel like I had a really good independence question. Well, what are you doing right now in your relationship to maintain your independence?
Well, right now I literally just have my own things going on that have like nothing to do. Not nothing to do with him. Like he's still like interested in it. Mm. But like I have like the work that I do. I have like my writing. Like there are things that I'm like, I don't like tell him every single thing that's happening every single second of the day, right? Like I do that when I like see him in person, but you know, I have a lot of my own alone time, and so does he. We don't even have the same sleep schedule. Like he's up to like 4 a.m. and I sleep by like 10 p.m.
Mm. Okay, easy.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
Like we just have different
so you have, like,
lives.
A different divide. We're not.
But also Artie is independent. Like you're an independent daughter, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like especially like in your family, I think, you know, you're like the artistic one. You are the one that's like, I'm going to go Duke. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. I'm going to do all the things. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And you kind of just like, you're like me in the sense of like, I'm like that. And I kind of just look at my parents like, this is kind of what it is. Isn't yeah. it? This is it.
Yeah.
This is what we're
yeah,
doing.
Same.
My mom is mom is really independent as well.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom had to be for like various reasons. She was like the only person in the house for like many years. Mm-hmm. And so
it's also like as like work wise, like your mom is a boss bitch.
Yeah. She got her second master's degree while pregnant with me.
Yeah.
And she goes into the city for work. She definitely is like, she works like over 50 hours a week. Like she is just like, we went to India together and the whole time she was working. And I was like, I was like out in like bazaars by myself, you know, but like my mom is really independent. So I never grew up thinking that that was something I couldn't be. Like it was something that I was like, you have to do that. Like you just have to be like you have to be able to put up the shelf. You have to be able to pay your bills and you have to like.
I feel like
degrees.
My mom's independence.
I don't agree with the shelf part, but I agree.
Yes,
with the,
exactly.
The bill,
it's kind of like independence is also like you have to accept that you can't be lazy, which I do have an issue with. That's where it comes for me.
That's the worst part.
But I think my mom's independence, she does have her master's, whatever, ended up staying home with us, which I think like actually kind of drove her insane. But something I actually have to fight is like the example I saw through my mom, where it's kind of like everyone is stupid. No one actually knows how to do anything. Mm-hmm. You have to do it yourself.
Mm.
And if somebody does, including this is how I was raised, thinking like that about me, like we try to help with something. She's like, no, just stop it. I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? Which I get because like you're raising three kids. You're trapped now, like annoying.
Yeah.
But that kind of independence isolates you, I think.
I think
and
it
makes,
definitely
And
does.
Then puts too much on your plate in a way. But then I do feel that way too, where I'm like always on people like, did you do this? Sorry. Did you watch the clips? Did you win it? And sometimes I have to. It's
no,
a
you
fucked
do. It's
up
fine.
Thing.
I mean,
it's
I do that as well.
Sometimes I'm like, if I don't get on people, they're not going to do it. Yeah. But then people get mad at me. So I don't know what the solution is.
I don't get mad.
I'm super anal as well. I mean, it's like when I was living alone, like I was going through some dark shit and still wasn't telling anyone. You know, like I got like injured so many times. And it's just like, well, I'll still go to my show this week. And it's like, what is that? Right. And so I think right now I'm like managing it the best. Like that push to be like, I don't need anybody's help. Like even like as things are going on with me interpersonally, I'm like, I don't have to tell him. And it's like, why wouldn't I tell him about my doctor's appointment?
Mm.
There's one day he was just like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm getting like an emergency pap smear. And he's like, what the fuck is going on, right? Mm-hmm. So
this is the most New Jersey I've ever heard you sound.
Really?
On.
I've been
what is
Jersey?
Going on?
What the fuck is going on?
My Jersey accent comes out when I have like one drink.
Yeah.
Same with my Midwestern shit, actually.
Really
I'm like,
good.
Oh my God.
It goes down easy.
It does. I'm like, do I want another one?
I do.
It's like actually a really reasonable time. I didn't bring any of the mixers. That's what I'll do next time is I'll set up the bar right here.
You want me to grab them? I can grab them.
No, it's fine. We have like 10 minutes left.
Okay.
Well,
but I was going to drink your drink, and now yours is gone, too.
Good ours luck, all gone.
Give me some babe.
I'm not going to lie. I think I'm independent, but I think I'm quicker probably than you guys are to ask for help and be like, help me.
I would say, yeah, I would say yes, yeah.
I will be like, help me. Because I remember when Hamine moved in. And he was like, okay, let's go to the laundromat to do our laundry. And I was like, oh, I don't go to the laundromat. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, no, my daddy comes and gets me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but you're
and
like a little
my
princess.
My daddy
like
does,
that.
Too. Leisure Center's doing that laundry.
Okay.
We're getting wash and fold.
Oh
we're getting
my
wash
God.
And fold.
He doesn't do it for me. He just takes me to my mom's house, to my parents' house, where he lives, too. And then I do my laundry there, / my mom
oh
helps
my
me
God.
With the laundry. And so I had to... There were times, like, when I first moved out of my parents' house, I was 27.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was 27 when I moved out.
Yeah, I remember
out,
that.
And, like,
I could have never lasted that long. That's actually incredible.
And
it's like a New York City kid thing, though.
It is.
Yeah,
and my totally. Parents were like, you'll stay here until you get married.
Yeah.
Or you just stay here forever.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, where do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I had to go just because of the way that my life was. In the, so, mm-hmm. like,
yeah.
There were times where I had to really learn to be independent.
Yeah.
And it was like, the first time I moved out and I had to, like, manage my money. I'm still bad at managing money, but back then it was even worse.
I mean, and that's
but
scary.
But that's also youngest child. That's, youngest child.
I'm the youngest child.
You're the
but,
youngest child.
But
that's
my
why I'm like, I've been independent since I was literally two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as my younger sister was born, I kind of was just like, yeah. all right. It's on
I'm
me
the youngest
now.
Child, but my older brother, than me, for sure. My older brother was always like not really around. He was like a very cool kid growing up, so he was kind of like my nerdy little sister. Mm-hmm. Was right. Like whatever. So like I was like alone a lot, doing things alone. But I don't think I was like confidently self-reliant and independent until the past few years.
Well, it's also really? I think the way people
I
treat
felt like you.
You
were confident and independent when I met you.
I mean, that's what you know. That's acting.
Well, there's also facades. Yeah, people that's can acting. Actually really pretend to be.
I also had like I when you met me, I was like living with Ryan
and
I
Julian.
Yeah. Yes. With Ryan and Julian. But I really felt like I was probably perceived as confident because I got out of a relationship and immediately was attached to Ryan. Like immediately was everywhere with him. And then like the past few years, I literally was like, okay, like what is it? What does it look like to be like really loving someone but not having to be like dependent to in a detrimental way?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
In a like toxic way, right? And so like and that means like asking for help, like, you know, like when pandemic hit, I was literally like going crazy and like Carolina was like, we should go visit Arlie. And yeah. Then Hamide yeah. drove her down, so like yeah. And I also was like welcoming that help, but like in that moment I was like, okay, I need to ask for help. It's like why I like me and Danielle were on the phone and I was like, I can no longer live so far away alone because like I don't know when I'll be able to see people.
But that's also like the communal thing. Like I think in my experience, like living with Leisure Center now, it's like I'm helping him. Mm-hmm. He's helping me. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it doesn't feel like I'm being super dependent yeah. because I'm also like, I'm taking care of you. And I actually just feel like kind of more capable because it's back and forth.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I feel like you can be dependent on someone and still independent if you're like, road goes both ways.
Yeah.
Both in it. And it pushes you, I think, to do things. Like it pushes
and as a
you
roommate,
to like
in a roommate way too.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Like to clean or to yeah, cook sure. or to like do stuff around the house. That pushes me because I'm like, oh, like, oh, fine. There's somebody else here. You know what
totally.
I mean?
Yes.
I can't just swallow in my stuff by yeah. myself.
Well, that's that's accountability. You need yeah. you. Everybody needs accountability.
Yes. I
that's,
hate that's accountability.
Accountability
but it's good
is
for
great.
You.
It's
but
really
it is,
good for
and
you.
That builds independence because then you're kind of like working on or just even, I don't want to say capable, but mm-hmm. like it just builds like ability or something.
You have to be accountable to yourself the same way you are to your roommate and your partner, right? Yeah, like that. You know what I mean? Like. Cooking for me, like when I was living alone, like I literally turned off the gas in my apartment because I was like, I'm not cooking.
Of course.
I'm using an Instant Pot and I'm literally eating goop
pickles,
or I'm yeah. like going out on the run.
Eating
getting,
goop?
Like eating goop I made in the fucking Instant
goop?
Pot.
Is that what you're saying? Goop?
Yeah.
She said, I'm eating goop.
Eating goop?
Or like getting like a bagel on the way or some shit or a hot dog.
Absolutely.
But like now, like I'm like, okay, like I can like, I will cook a meal and like even if my roommate's not there, even if nobody's sitting there with mm-hmm. me, like I now feel like I'm like learning different skill sets that are like I feel healthier. Like I used to have like a fucking crazy skin stuff all over my face and like eating.
You're eating goop and hot dogs all the time.
I know. My inside was disgusting. It was just like slop. Like I'll just put like broth and meat in a thing and be like, well,
perfect.
This will keep me full.
I mean, I think cooking's the only thing I really do bring to the table sometimes.
No, and your effervescent personality.
Yeah, but it's honestly one of the best
no,
things
you're
I can
doing
do.
It wrong. Like I need to be
but
inspired.
Even when I lived with Jasmine,
I need to be
I cooked.
Inspired. Yeah, but you're giving that too easily. Like I
like
any art, yeah. like if mm-hmm. any art, I need to be inspired.
Wow.
And that goes for cooking. And if I'm inspired to make something, then it's going to be good. So everyone has to wait for that inspiration
yeah.
to come.
Yeah.
And if they want food, then they have to cook it.
Yeah.
And also for me as well. And that's independence. Just kidding. That's
no.
just really bad cooking habits. But honestly, like, oh, if I cook food for myself, I don't like it really.
Mm.
Is the like I don't
want. Is giving you not a good cook,
yeah.
babe?
I am a good cook.
If
when
you don't
the
like
mood
it.
Strikes,
yeah.
When the mood strikes, if I'm cooking for necessity, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Well,
if I'm cooking, remember I made the carbonara.
Oh yeah,
you made a carbonara.
You
I
go
made
to my
carbonara.
House and make carbonara.
That's kind of hard.
I will literally if I'm excited about it.
But I think I just get more excited about cooking. Like, I like cooking. I'm used
That's
to it
good.
More. I also grew up cooking more. It's more like
But people
ingrained
will get excited.
Yeah.
People will get really excited if you don't do it that much.
I cook yeah. all the time, but I also will, like...
I think you're trying to get me divorced. She's trying to make me lose my man.
Come live with me.
She's trying to get me kicked out the house. When she know I don't contribute nothing to the home except for the cooking.
No, you contribute your personality.
Yeah,
and,
but he's getting
and
tired
a little,
of that.
And a little... A little,
don't
between,
forget,
the, a little
don't
between,
forget,
between the thighs.
Don't forget.
Coquita, yeah. yeah. I do.
That's my, a big part of my household.
The coquita.
Babe, we're in the household.
Oh my God.
Whatever. How much time do we have, Connor? How are we looking?
You're at 44 minutes.
Great. Well,
what are some closing thoughts, Artvi?
On independence and being self-reliant.
Okay, if we're thinking in Sex and the City terms.
Yeah.
Who is giving good examples of independence?
God, I don't think any of them.
Not Miranda.
Yeah, I was going to say Miranda.
Miranda's obvious choice, but I thought Miranda's you might have some in-depth.
Miranda's the obvious choice, but then also, like, she has anxious attachment shit, too.
Samantha
might be actually the one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then even when she's, I don't know, they all have some kooky thing with them. Nobody's giving healthy attachment.
Can I say that as a famous person? Like, I feel like Rihanna is, like,
I think Rihanna,
so good in a relationship. I feel like she has fun.
Yeah.
She has her own life, and she, like, likes to hang out with her man, likes to hang out with her babies, but, like...
Okay, in Sex and the City terms, Rihanna.
Rihanna. Yes. I would say Rihanna. I feel like Rihanna is very, like, I live...
Wait.
Yeah.
Did you see that clip
Paris Hilton also.
Paris Hilton, sure.
She was another one I felt like just always kind of, like...
I don't know.
I think she's pretty isolated. She actually, like, started hosting parties telepathically
EDM DJ.
Or whatever.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Like, on, like, Zoom, holograms and stuff. Like,
oh,
I think she,
no.
like, was not going to public that much. Not that that's bad.
Fine,
but it's because of her lifestyle and her world. Like, mm-hmm. she was getting lied to and taken advantage of so much by men. But I think now she's in a really good place. Now she has two babies. So, mm-hmm.
so no longer sending in the hologram.
But did you see the clip of A$AP Rocky at Formula One where he's, like, giving an interview and he hears another guy make Rihanna laugh? And he's like, what the fuck? Who is that? What is that? It was so cute. He's like, the fuck is going on? And, like, he just hears his
girl
laugh.
I love that energy. Like, she keeps her man on his toes.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And I think she doesn't even need to. I think he's just on his toes,
which is the best. Because she's so, like, because he knows she
obsessed.
Doesn't need him. But also, he knows she doesn't need him.
What's that Rihanna quote? What's the Rihanna quote where she's like, I date men for a little while, and then I usually get sick of them, or something like that.
I love her. It was gorgeous. I used to be like that. I also used to be like Rihanna. Yes.
Okay, yes. But I will say that there was a lot more dependence on friendships.
Yes.
There was before you were married, 100%.
Yeah.
And not that there's
absolutely.
Anything wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But I think it shifts to wherever you are.
It does shift for everyone.
You have to redistribute.
And also, like, the longer we are together, I've noticed, like, the closer we become.
Of course.
I don't know if that's going to be, it's going to be like that forever, but I definitely feel like, you know,
do you
now
feel like you're
married,
like mind melding with Hamidae?
Yeah, we're married 3 years and it's like, we really do like hanging out with each other. But I will say this, like, no matter what, as much as I love him, he just, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff he don't understand about me.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff I can't do with him
because
he's sober. And that's a big problem. But also just in general, like, we don't typically enjoy all of the same things.
Right.
So there's a lot of times where I do not need him, where it's like, I'm going to go be with my friends to do foolishness.
Yes.
And that's that.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
And that's nice. I think that is a challenge in relationships, that, like, the melding does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
it does.
You can try and try, but, like, actually you are going to influence each other, whoever you're around.
I know, it's horrifying.
And you do have to, like, fight that in some ways, or maybe not. Maybe just
Hom
lean
says the word
in. I don't
now
know.
Instead of socks.
He says Sakis?
Say Sakis, because I say Sakis.
I love that.
Like, you know what I mean?
Are you going to say Shocker?
Made me feel powerful.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's a scary moment. Like, there was a point when...
And he calls these puffs.
Should I start speaking British? Frank gets a Midwestern accent.
Yeah.
No, I actually want you to get a British accent.
That would be fun.
Why don't you sound more British? Look at Dorit.
That's actually
Dorit
so
has
true.
Something wrong with her.
No, but Dorit has kind
no,
of like
no,
a British
I could
accent.
Do that. I could do that.
No.
But Dorit does
I
kind
do
of
that.
Have like accent.
Yes, because there's some, she's a little, you can't.
I don't see any difference. And actually, that's a great point. If we had a baby, I'd be talking British to the baby for sure. Because I'm not
mommy,
having a baby with him.
Mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
Mommy
and daddy are going to the
him,
movies.
The baby's British,
mommy,
for sure.
Go to the market.
Yeah. My parents are like, hello.
Yeah.
Hello. What's your name? Just crazy. Yeah.
My name is Penelope.
The only British child.
Ooh,
in
if
New
you
York.
Have a daughter, can you name her Penelope? I really like
I don't
that
think
name,
so.
My little British girl.
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'll name my child Penelope.
Penny's
really?
Cute. Actually, Penny's
no,
kind of cute. I like that.
Penny's cute.
I'm going to choose the most traditional Indian name.
I'm going to name my daughter Rihanna.
Yeah,
that's good.
No, it's like me getting my hair braided or something. I can't do that.
I'm just saying. No. Actually, don't listen to me because
Carolina's always like, let me do Bantu knots in your hair.
That was not me. But there was the time Liliana tried to give her edges, and it was so funny.
In Greece. I didn't
And Melissa was like, I don't know, I might get canceled. And I was like, no one in Greece is gonna cancel you.
And it was
you taking photos of this?
She was of course videoing it. But also it was like she was finally like so excited and involved that I was like, I can't not
you
let
can't
her
say
do
no
my
to
hair.
That. Yeah.
Which
Especially
also
at that
happened
point.
With the little girls from downstairs.
Yeah.
One did twist in my hair and I was just like letting her play with my hair, and I was like, oh my God, it took me like a week to get them out. Oh. And I was like, I cannot. It was crazy. Like, and no one would believe me if I was like, oh, a little girl did twist in my hair. I didn't go to a salon and ask for this because they looked good too.
You did look
good. Oh my God.
She was like four.
She's literally like four.
And you didn't intervene. What friendship is
Why
this?
Would I intervene?
She
what
wants me to get canceled
the kids were
so bad.
Fun.
This is your friend. You want her to get canceled.
The kids
She's
were having
trying
fun.
To get me canceled all the time.
This is
she
your
wants me to be like
friendship.
Adele. She wants me to be like Adele at Carnival.
Oh my God. That would have been so
I said that to her.
Funny.
We're on our way to Carnival. I'd like, we're on the train. I just sent her a picture of Adele with the banjo nuts. I was like, get ready, bitch. She's like, stop it. Don't do it.
You would love it. Because you're evil.
I'm on the Trinidad float.
No.
Show Trinidad. Because, you know, Adele wore the Jamaican flag.
Right.
But Melissa would
I'm
wear the
Trinidad
flag.
I'm repping for Trinidad. Yeah. For sure. For sure. For sure.
I'm so worried
about
well,
this friendship. If that didn't work, I'm sure I will get canceled soon.
Yeah.
Arthi, it has been a pleasure and a joy. Thank you for coming on.
Of course,
on.
Thanks for having
Where
me.
Where can everyone find you?
You can find
promote
me.
Anything?
Ooh, I have nothing really to promote right now. But you can find me at Arthi Party on everything.
Arthi Party.
Have some writing coming out in the next year, doing all the stuff. It'll be fun.
Ooh, yes. A book, no?
A book.
Hopefully in the next year or two. We'll see how slow or fast it all goes. But Hell either yeah. way.
That's the great thing. No rush.
There's no rush and I'm not anxious at all. I'm feeling amazing. Love and light.